Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, JB?
Man, you already know, man. I'm doing my dizzle whizzle this morning out here and hanging out right now in Richmond, Virginia right now, about to hit these fools in the head. You know how we doing this stand-up tour, man, this lollygagging tour, second stop on the lollygagging tour. We doing it. What you doing this morning,
just
man?
Just lamping. Doing well, man. Now, listen, I remember you lamping. Back from the Death Comedy Jam days in the mid-90s, man. You've come a long way with your career.
Hey, man, I just stay consistently, JB, man. You know, I got a formula for this, man. I stay always in attack mode and just having fun, man, and living in that moment, man, and just, like, take one thing at a time, and I try to put 20% into one thing at a time, man. You know, I don't step on no toes, man. I don't burn no bridges, brother. I just show up early, stay a little longer than everybody else, and do my thing, man.
And you sound like an athlete after a game with all those cliches, JB.
Damn right, I'm an athlete, man. I'm the ultimate motivator. You know, I push people. I push my damn self too.
Well, you
damn brand you're working with. It's a damn brand, brother. You gotta build this damn empire.
Absolutely. And you do push yourself. You've been real. Besides the obvious stuff, everybody knows you from Curb Your Enthusiasm. You wrote a book, The Book of Leon. And
Leon, man, this thing has been so fun to do, man. You know, this was one of those ideas where I was going to do a J.B. Smooth book, and then I was wondering if I could do a Leon book. Didn't think I could do one because, you know, I don't own the character. I just, you know, it's an HBO character. So, mm-hmm. You know, and very rarely do you see people write books about their character or whatever because they don't own the rights to it. But Larry said, you know, I told Larry I was writing a book. He said, why don't you write a Leon book? I said, I didn't think I could do it. He said, yeah, you can do it. And I ended up writing a Leon damn book, man. Wrote a damn Leon book, man. And this book was so damn fun to write, man, because it's one of those things. I wanted the reader to feel like they were Larry. And I was talking smack to them like I talked to Larry, so.
Yeah, because one of the things I want to know, we do an endorsement for a bed company, and I always talk about, you know, it's the right bed for not sleeping. You do other things. You apparently have that same advice inside the book about getting the right bed for, you know.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the right type of bed for any situation that you are in. You know, whether you want to be with somebody, whether you want to get rid of somebody. You know what I mean? There's different, you know, I call it mattresses. You know?
Hey, JB, tell us about your initial audition with LD. You and Larry David, I'm told it was superb, and it was all ad-lib when you got together for that very first time.
Oh, man, that very first time was crazy, man. You know what? No one really knows this whole audition process when it comes to, like, sometimes you go into an audition, you know, they'll just have a camera. Nobody's there but you and some guy running the camera, and they'll put you on tape. They review the tape later, and then they'll call you if you get the role. But with Larry David, with Curb Your Enthusiasm, because it is an improv-based show, we have no script. It's just an outline, and we make our own dialogue up. So when you're doing improv, you have to actually, you know, work with the person you're going to be working with. So I walk into the room, you know, and Larry's standing in the middle of the room, and I walk in the room. Like, I have this thing I do. I never come into an audition as JB. I come into the room as the character they want me to portray. So that way you can see how the character walks, his mannerisms, how he enters a room. I hate coming into a room or a audition and I'm saying, hey, I'm JB Smooth. I'm playing a character of Leon, and then turn on the character. It's so, you know, it kind of throws me off a little bit. So I'd rather prepare in the hallway, in the bathroom, right, before I come into the audition. You know, so Larry's standing in the middle of the room, and I said, so I'll come into the room as Leon, you know, and he just starts to smirk. And I knew I already had him because he's already smiling already. And then and I didn't know Larry from a can of paint. I was just a big fan of the show, of course, you know, and I walk into the room. I said, okay, Larry, let's do this. We're going to improv, right? I said, I don't know. Anything could happen. I said, I might mess around and slap in the face. I don't know. And Larry just looked at everybody else like, what the hell? Who is this guy? You know? He could have called security on me, but he didn't. You know what I mean? He took that as, wow, this dude came in the room as the character, or this is really him.
you never know.
You never damn know. And we just laughed, man. We did the stain on the blanket scene, and man, we laughed. He laughed, man, the whole time. And I told myself, man, I said, well, you know, that was a great audition. If somebody else goes in there and gets it, man, God bless them. Because that right there felt really, really cool. And I carried over till I got the role. And, you know, and the first day on set, we hit it off from the first day on set also. And in between scenes, he said, you know, it feels as though we've been working together for years. And I think that's kind of what you put out there through the universe. You end up in places where you prepare yourself for. In some way, shape, or form, you know.
Here with J.B. Smoove, comedian, actor, writer. J.B., it's a great show. It's one of those shows we all three of us watch it. And we all admit that you have to watch it multiple times. I'll point out something. The quirkiest things that you guys do, like I was laughing over the fact, the scene on the last episode where you're talking to Larry about You haven't had a Whopper in 3 years because of your relationship, let's call it that, with the girl who works at Burger King. And I was laughing. I couldn't believe, why do you have your name written on a big gulp card? And I'm like, why? It's two of them living in a house. Why is his name written on a big gulp cup? And these two didn't notice it, but I'm thinking, why is his name on a cup?
Well, you got to watch your show twice every time.
So why is your name on a cup?
I do that all the time. What I like to do, with, you know, being a comedian and being a visual and a physical comedian, is I like the little subtleties that make me laugh about, because I was a big fan of the show before I got on the show. So but at first, and you got to realize there's so many things that are edited down that you never see.
Yeah.
Like, I think in that scene, there's like five versions of that scene. I think there's even a scene where I actually get on him and tell him that I put my name on my cup, because I was going to put an L on the cup, but both our names start with L.
Right.
So I couldn't just put L. I had to put Leon on the cup just in case you put your white lips on my cup. Then we get into an argument like, what are you talking about? Put my lips on your straw. Just in case you get thirsty in the middle of the night, you know, you're walking around, you might be sleepwalking, or you might be sleep drinking. I don't know what you do. You might sleepwalk, you might sleep drink out of my big dumb cup. I don't know what you do, Larry. You know what I'm saying? So there's always an argument, and I like to plant little seeds.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's cool, because what that does is it allows the fans like you to notice that he has his name written on the cup.
Oh, you know, man, I lost it. I had to pause it. I'm like, this dude is walking around the house where two people live with his name on his cup.
The fact is improv. It's like,
I love to plant those kind of little seeds, man. You know, and I'm happy you noticed that. It's so funny.
I wonder if people appreciate how brilliant this show is because it's improv.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
JB, man. how much JB is in Leon?
You know what? I always say this, man. There's a lot of Leon in JB, but there is no JB in Leon. That's the way I see it. You know, JB can, you know, yeah, he can dress. He has style. He has manners. He knows, you know, when to say something or not to say something. He has all these things at his disposal. Leon does not. Leon has literally no JB in him, or a very small amount of JB in him. But I think everybody should have a little Leon in them. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you don't live your life as he lives his life, you should know that his lifestyle, it exists. You know what I mean? I think he comes in handy. You know, he's a dude you take with you to brick over the girl, to fight a parking ticket. You know, I think his certain level of skills are, you know, you can definitely use at your disposal in your life. But I just feel like there's a lot of Leon in JB, but I don't think there's any JB in Leon.
JB, you know, when do you roll through Baltimore? When's the JB Smoove tour coming through Baltimore? We'd love to have
man,
you.
I'm going to come through B-More, man. I'm going to come through B-More with this on this book tour. I'm going to come through Leon on my lollygagging tour. Man, we're going to make it happen, man. I was out there early this year, man. Mm-hmm. I did it early this year, but I'm going to be out there soon, man. I got a if I'm not going to be out there, I'm going to be damn near close. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to be in driving distance, maybe 2 hours you know, and I've seen folks drive 2 hours to come check out your boy. So I'm going to be everywhere, man. I got a lot of great dates coming up. The closest dates as far as, you know, I'll be in Pennsylvania. I'm going to be in King of Prussia in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's not far away.
No.
King of Prussia is not far. I was just Sunday.
Yeah, Borgata coming up down Atlantic City. You know, I'm going to be all over the place, man. I'm going to be in Poconos. So I'm not going to be too far from you guys, man. I would love all my fans to come out and check me out, man. Got a bunch of stuff coming up, man, between now and next year. This tour is going to take off, man. I'm going to end up shooting a special, a lollygagging special, and it's gonna be great.
JB,
so anywhere you hear my name, you guys come on out and support the boy. I'm down in Richmond right now. I don't know how far Richmond is, but you guys,
about three hours.
Go visit grandma. I don't know. Maybe grandma live in Richmond. You come out here, visit grandma, and you stop by, see your boy, the Funny Bone, you know, or whatever it is. Bring grandma to the show.
Hey, listen, before we let you go, Real Husbands of Hollywood, one of my favorite shows, man. Talk about all the funniness and all the laughs and jokes on that scene. You all had some fools on that show. And Dan asked you this question on Facebook Live, who was the biggest diva on that show?
Of course, Kevin's the biggest diva on that damn
Kevin
show.
Kevin Hart,
the biggest diva on that damn show. You know, there's different levels of diva-ness, if that's even a word. But I think Kevin surpasses everybody being the biggest diva, you know. I think I have moments where I'm going to be in diva. You know, I think Boris has his moments. Nelly has his moments. But Kevin, by far, is the biggest diva on that damn show. That show was fun, man. I'm going to tell you something about that show, man. We definitely have a script, but we definitely take that script and we throw that script out the damn window sometimes. What you see on that show is genuine, because we are all friends, and it's a genuine feel to what you see on the television. And we definitely all clown out. We all focus on our personalities, and we allow it to. We turn that personality up tenfold, man. And
JB, there's no way Nick Cannon is your friend.
Oh, I know Nick forever, man. I know Nick when he first started doing stand-up. I know every last one. Every last one of us are either old friends or became better friends, you know, through the show. And we play it. We really play it out on the show, you know. And, you know, no one looks uncomfortable. Everybody looks fun. Everybody looks like they're having a great time. And we definitely have a great time. I know, you know, and I've known Kevin before he even started doing when he barely started doing stand-up. You know, I know Nick popping up in the comedy clubs in L.A. when he was just starting out, you know, and we all have a nice history with each other, you know. Nelly, you know, known Nelly for years, man, you know, but it's one of those things, man. It's like, you know, we are different personalities put together, man. It's kind of like when Samuel L. Jackson went around and he assembled the Avengers, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think we all have a certain level of skills that we bring to the table and personalities that kind of conflict or work together, and we have our little teams that stick together, and we all go after Kevin once in a while. But I think that's what makes the show so fun and so genuine is we play it out like this over exaggeration of our real personalities come out, you know, and that's what makes the show so damn funny, you know. And I miss the show, man. I really miss
it. I miss it too.
It's a funny show. What's going on in the world, man, you almost want to see new episodes of what our take on what's going on in the world would be, you know.
There he is, JB Smooth. JB, thanks a lot for entertaining us.
Let's do it again soon.
Definitely.
Oh, let's do it again soon. I'm going to come down that way, man. I'm going to come and hang out with you guys live, man. How about
that?
That's
right. We love that.
Yeah, man. I'm out here on this book tour, man. I'm going to make sure my book tour comes through there, man. The Book of Leon. We're going to come through there. We're going to kick it for sure, man. I tell everybody, man, this book is the philosophy of a true fool, man. And we are having a great time promoting this book, man, promoting this tour. And these dates are expanding, man. So I know I'll be in B-more or close by, man. So we'll make it happen.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks JB.
The great JB Smooth joining us on Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. He's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.